Page 106. Listening Practice 5. Steve Jobs. In the following conversation, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. A bunch of. To track. To run. To take for granted. To figure out. Retailer. Ready? Now read the following questions. Read them carefully before listening to the conversation.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Martin. What are you doing here? Are you planning to buy a mobile phone?
Yeah. I was thinking about getting an iPhone. They're so expensive, though. I probably won't be able to afford one for a while. Maybe I'll end up getting a different brand of phone that's cheaper. What did you come here for?
Well, I actually have an iPhone. It was a combined Christmas and birthday present from my parents. I just came to the shop today to buy a case for it.
Hey, can I see it?
Sure. Take a look. It has a lot of great games, and I downloaded a bunch of apps too. Here's an app that tracks your average training speed while you work out. And see this one with the candles burning? It's in memory of Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs? You mean the founder of Apple? The guy who created the iPhone?
Yes. When he died, some of his fans in Tokyo ran the candle app on their iPhones and put their phones outside an Apple store.
I didn't know that the founder of Apple had died. That's really sad.
Yeah, he was only 56. I actually just read a book about him. You know, he was responsible for so many things that we now take for granted. The iPhone, iPod, iPad, and even iTunes. He was also a real pioneer in making personal computers user-friendly, so that ordinary people could use them, and not just the computer professionals.
Well, it seems hard to imagine life without computers. I use my computer for almost everything, and my iPod goes everywhere I go. So, anyway, you said Steve Jobs was responsible for iTunes. Did the book say how that started?
Well, when people first started downloading music for free from the internet, musicians and music publishers were furious because they couldn't make money. So Steve Jobs figured out a way to get people to pay for downloads. Today, people pay for iTunes because it's really easy to use, and also it works very well with the iPod. Actually, iTunes has become the largest online music retailer in the world.
I didn't know that. But when I think about it, I must have downloaded thousands of songs onto my iPod.
Yeah, and just the way that iTunes is made especially for the iPod, all Apple software is made to run on Apple computers. That's because Jobs believed that if one company made both the software and hardware, the system would work better. At first, it seemed like a bad business model because Apple couldn't sell as much software as other companies. But it turned out to be a very successful idea. Now, because of Steve Jobs, many other companies think of their products as being part of a system, even if they sell something like cars or video games.
You know, I didn't realise Steve Jobs was such an important inventor.
When he died, President Obama compared him to Thomas Edison, the creator of the light bulb and many other things. But in a way, it's not a good comparison. Steve Jobs didn't actually invent anything, but he was great at putting new inventions and ideas into a package that people would want. Also, he was brilliant at design. He wanted his products to look friendly and be easy to use. I heard that when he made the first Apple computer, it looked kind of like a smiling face.
Well, your iPhone does look kind of friendly. Oh, it's my turn. I'm going to ask about prices, and then I'll be able to compare prices with other brands of phones.
Okay.